Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
KISM, our 930 Knucklehead. Runners up today. Let's begin with the speeder in Canada.
Yeah, he crossed over the border near Toronto, and he didn't realize it changed from miles per hour to kilometers, and so he got pulled over going 142 kilometers an hour, which is about 90 miles an hour, and they said, you know, he tried to claim ignorance, and I just got off the phone with Sandy out in Victoria, and he said, you know, from the ferry dock to town, there are like three or four signs that tell you how to convert and do the conversion. There's no excuse for it.
There's reminders, those signs that are telling you, you know, you got to start thinking kilometers, man. From the from that guy, the speeder, the Canadian, the speeder in Canada, the kilometer knucklehead, to the cannabis store crasher in Everett yesterday morning. These two guys are in an SUV. They back it into the Cushery cannabis store in Everett at 6 o'clock in the morning with the intention of stealing an ATM. You can see the video to all this. So they pull the car, they smash it into the store, and they get it right up even to the ATM. And their idea is it's a smaller one, that they're just going to pick it up and put it into the hatch of their SUV. Well, they can't get the hatch to the SUV open. It probably got all busted up when they backed through the door of the building. And so they're trying to, then one of the guys brings out a crowbar to try to open up the hatch. He can't do that. They realize, we got to get out of here. The cops are going to be coming. So they jump into the car with nothing. They get nothing. They don't even take anything off the shelves, and they are gone. And there's some pretty good video of them, and I would imagine the cops, if they don't have them arrested by now, will very soon. But our 930 Knucklehead winners today come to us from the other side of the state. They were on the other side of the prison fence at Coyote Ridge Prison.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
But not anymore. So this plan was hatched from inside the Coyote Ridge Prison. One of the inmates there calls up a buddy in Spokane.
All calls from the Coyote Ridge facility may be recorded.
Coyote Ridge near the Tri-Cities area. So he calls up the buddies and, hey, bring me some drugs. Here's what I need. I need some drugs. I need some alcohol. How about a cell phone? Got any meth? Yeah, just put it all in a bag and can you drive it to me? And the guy on the other end of the phone is like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can drive that to you. I'll bring a couple of friends. We'll all come. And here's the car we're driving. What time should we be there? So he tells them what kind of all that. Well, these phone calls are monitored inside Coyote Ridge. He was calling on one of those phones where, you know, they can listen in to everything. And so they do. And they're just waiting. You got corrections employees in camo on the side of the road waiting for this car to pull by. And there it is. There it is. So they stop these guys before they can even get out of the car, and inside their vehicle is that black nylon bag with meth, heroin, alcohol, cell phone, and all kinds of good stuff in there. 930 Knucklehead winners today.
Yeah, tomorrow, maybe they'll be in the mix for the 930 Knucklehead of the Week, brought to us by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery, where they make the knucklehead red, and they're hiring, too. Check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.